A Christmas Toast, first published in Delta Magazine, November-December 2022, Volume 20, Number 3. This is for Aaron. Papa's total magic on a duck call sounds like a symphony of mallards and pintails. His head lowered, eyes cut upward in fierce concentration. He's immaculate with those two McCann calls made from Bodark trees. The yellow-colored and mellow one, and the darker, sharper call. He highballs until the ducks turn, then the fee calls staccato while they circle, and finally a series of hoarse quacks. Then for a moment, all is silent as Christmas Eve. Suddenly wings spread and cup, gravy shot. Anyone who's been in a blind with him realizes his gift. But Dee Dee doesn't. Something in a woman loathes the duck call. By December's end, she's had all she can take. The holiday home can get crowded in a farming family. Field work done, the house thickens with male presence. A wife and mother, Dee Dee can tolerate only so much tromp mud, shotgun shells, duck calls, strong clothes, masculine trampling of her sanctum sanctorum. But all his life, Papa would rather be outdoors. Having hunted Tallahatchie County's mallard hot spots, he made sure to introduce both his sons to the arts of a life afield. In my youth, the weeks preceding Christmas would see the freezer fill up with duck meat, venison, rabbit, dove. He's not angry at ducks anymore. He doesn't hunt much. But he still wears those McCanns, bands wrapped around the lanyard like scalps every winter, and calls throughout the house like some old war chief of cold, wet weather. Pushmataha in camo and wax canvas. It comes naturally to him. A trumpeter, his ear for tone and tempo so finely tuned, the mallard's monotone is second nature. The sounds of his Bach trumpet and flugelhorn hearken to the coming of Christmas Day. The aroma of old family recipes wafting from the kitchen across the house. Quail, gumbo, braised beef, champagne punch, chocolate plantation pie, grand trifle, are all the culinary harmony to Pavarotti, three tenors, the Jesu Bambino of Papa's horn. He passed his ear, taste, and style to sister, who possesses the high sweet voice of Polymnia, the two of them interpreting Ave Maria and O Holy Night at the Christmas Eve service. Heaven help me, angels abide in the choir loft. And sister in the Ole Miss Glee Club and the Chamber Ensemble once unfurled sopranic perfection in a Delta drawl across Carnegie Hall. She's a mother of four now, Laura Lee, Jeb, Ashby, and Mary Morgan. They all have the talent, but lately it's Mary Morgan, the violinist, who's making strides. Christmas centers on the Christ and the young here. Chris mornings, Dee Dee's always up early with hot tea and coffee, a breakfast befitting Bethlehem's noble babe. Brother, a man of the woods, hunting his Christmas Day deer. Always a buck, always handsome. His smile reminds me of his first duck in the tall, flooded timbers of York Woods, when while standing next to Papa, he brought down a woody careening through the limbs. Papa and Dee Dee love Christmas morn, racing everyone with shouts of Christmas gift, the ancestral game passed down from Papa's mother, going back through her family generations. A game Faulkner even mentions in his early novel Sartorius. We answer the phone that way. Peculiar in today's South, it's met with long silences on the line. And yet we greet everyone that way on the 25th. Most outside the family look befuddled. But brother taught it to his West Texan wife, and I to my New Mexican bride. Even sister's husband gets in on the game. Christmas was always Papa's Sabbath from the long season of harvest. It's Dee Dee's time to gather the expanding family into the immensity of her love. And now sister gets to be the aunt she always wanted, as brother and I finally added two apiece to the tree. We are spread out now from Pontotoc to Coldwater to Canyon, Texas. far away from the tilthy loam of Tallahatchie's Trout Valley Farm. We are only able to gather at the table of our forebears every few years now. Yet still as the fields of snow-banked cotton turn to bare stalk against leaden skies, I hear the quack of a call, the harmony of horn and voice, the clanging pots of Dee Dee's kitchen echo deep within. Thrumming through my memory, it suspends me in childhood memories, the hopeful expectations of a gift undeserved. For now, I raise a toast and invite you to raise your old-fashioned, your champagne punch, your mulled wine. Here's to the new blood. Here's to the old school. Here's to the women. After all, from the beginning, they've always made Christmas.